One of the most disturbing things you might have seen on Facebook this week is cell phone video footage of two young men horribly abusing a young seal pup on board their boat. It is about 2 minutes long. It is absolutely awful viewing. It shows them stabbing the animal, flinging it around by the tail, whirling it around in the air. It's obviously in acute distress, and it ends with them dumping it back overboard, all of it while laughing wildly. Truly awful footage to watch, and it's been shared very widely on social media. And I'm sure those of you who have seen that video will be very relieved to hear that a formal investigation is underway to try and track down those culprits. There has been an element of naming and shaming going on, we'll chat to our next interviewee about that element of this conversation. But what we've been told is that a probe has been triggered that includes the Department of Environmental Affairs as well as the SPCA and the police. On the line with us is Colette Mang, who is chairman at the Swartland and West Coast SPCA, which is the region in which this incident allegedly occurred. She's also the regional director for the NSPCA. Colette Mang, thank you for joining us, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Pippa and the listeners.
It's absolutely appalling viewing, Colette. When did it first come to the SPCA's attention?
Well, it came to our attention via social media yesterday morning, and obviously, we were as horrified as everybody else who's seen this thing on Facebook, on social media. And then immediately we got cracking to see whether we could find out who these chaps were.
Now, the post that I saw where it was shared named one of the guys in the video, and I had a look at the profile and I couldn't see clearly whether it was the same person. But Colette, that's a starting point. We don't want a situation where someone is falsely accused of being involved in this. But have you been able to trace from that video who was behind it at this point?
Yes, we did, and we've laid charges in terms of the Animal Protection Act against the perpetrators. Fortunately, Lieplak or Veldhoff is quite a small place. So, you know, there's nowhere to hide. And we immediately had people who came forward and said that they knew who they were, and we were able to get statements and lay charges.
So charges have now been laid. That's very good news indeed. Colette, I mean, there was the bit that I saw anyway, there was one person doing the bulk of the attacking. Somebody else was obviously holding the phone, recording it, laughing along very loudly. How were you able to identify that second person?
People who know those two basically said that those were the two who were out there.
Okay.
So, you know, I haven't got the statements in front of me at the moment.
Okay, no, fair enough. Yeah. So by association, by recognizing the voice as well as the face of the person who was shown. I mean, a WhatsApp says it all. My God, my heart breaks. What is wrong with people? Colette, we hear and sadly hear reports of animal abuse all the time, but that is certainly one of the worst cases I've ever encountered. I'm guessing it must be for you, despite the fact that you deal with this kind of thing every day.
Yeah, it was absolutely horrifying. I think one of the good things that maybe social media has done for us is that one is able to access this kind of thing, and members of the public who care for animals send us all kinds of information all the time, which is really useful. One of the things that's happened as a result of this is that Yvette Isaacs, who's an advocate of the High Court and a member of the Cape Bar, has agreed to help us. And she used to be a state advocate and managed the Environmental Crime Prosecuting Unit. Okay. So she's really a specialist in investigating and prosecuting crimes against animals. And, so I think we've got a good, solid team there that is going to attack this and get some, I don't know, justice for that poor animal.
I mean, that it was a very small seal. I understand, Colette, that the incident may in fact have happened several months ago, although the footage has only just emerged. Yeah. I mean, from what you saw, it was a very young Cape fur seal, I believe, and it was suffering awful injuries before it was dumped overboard. Do you think that there's any chance that that animal might have survived the attack?
There's absolutely no way that I can say that.
Okay.
You know, because we haven't seen it. We, you know, as I said, I think it may have happened in December. So, chances are of us finding out about that is
are very slim.
Very difficult.
Mm. The big question now is, Colette, is if you're able to secure a conviction and you've got video evidence to help with that, it sounds like you've got a very highly qualified legal person on your side as part of the case, so it would seem that there'd be a good chance of a conviction. What sort of penalties can be imposed for the kind of contraventions of that Animal Protection Act that we're talking about?
Mm. You know, sadly, the penalties are just not high enough. You can get perhaps up to a year jail time or 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. The highest amount we've ever had was a 3,000 rand penalty fine. Yeah. So, yeah. You know, and what is so sad about it is that one spends a lot of time and work and energy and emotion bringing yeah. people to book. And then one is sadly sort of disappointed when the result isn't as what we, you know, the result isn't what we would like.
Understood. At least I will say this, if you are able to get a conviction, you will have the power of publicity on your side, that
yes.
that person can be shunned as they ought to be. And it sounds like they are already being by certain from the response that I've seen on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Not that I'm advocating for attacking people on social media before there is a conviction, but Colette, the response from the community seems to be one of unilateral horror and loathing and that we will not tolerate this kind of behavior.
The response has been absolutely amazing, and I want to thank the members of the public, especially for all the messages of support that we've received. You know, our staff work under hugely trying circumstances, and to know that people are standing with them and behind them makes all the difference to us. I really want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. And what I'd also like to ask is, sort of in a bid to strengthen our case, if members of the public would like to go to their local police station and make a statement, signed and stamped, we would add that to the documents and, you know, bring it to the court as part of the sentencing procedure as part of the proceedings.
Okay, so just so I understand, obviously if anybody has ever witnessed this happening or witnessed involved in other counts, but just a statement of their horror at what they've witnessed, is that going to be helpful?
So what I'd like, yes, is for them to request of the court that the highest possible penalty is imposed at sentencing, and then send that original copy to us. There is a template on our Facebook page with the case registration number, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, if people are interested in looking at that.
Colette Mang, thank you very much. And I'm sure that there will be people who will do just that. I think there are a lot of people who would like to be able to feel that there is some kind of practical response that they can do. So, Colette, I'm putting you back to my producer, Amy, and she's just going to take down the details of that website that we can tweet links, etc., if you want to. Unfortunately, so that's disappointing that the most severe penalty Colette's ever encountered was a one-year jail term or a fine of 3,000 rand. I'm sure anybody who's seen that video would agree that it's wildly insufficient for the nature of what happened. Tony, thank you for your SMS saying disgusting actions. He's asking about another case, Tony, which is in a completely different part of the country from the one Colette is responsible for. She is with the West Coast SBCA, so I'm not going to go there with your case, but I will try and find out for you after the show today what happened in the particular case you're referencing and see if we can give you any feedback on that.